Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 4, Chapter the 5th. A Now Tricky Life, Woefully Miseried Up.
Bah, hints, and grumble sticks. I am so angry, Sir Will, that I will soon qualify for an old rage pension, which I shall spend at the old curiosity shop.
Your son-in-law, sir?
His lateness has the painful predictability of being hit by a hammer that had been wrapped in a Swiss railway timetable, then tied to a metronome.
Mr. and Mrs. Starkwilson.
Sorry we are late, Father. My new class overran.
New class?
I am attending beard school.
Beard school?
Women, too, have the right to facial hair. I am a prolific beard grower, but alas, not an accurate one.
Hence the goatee on your ear.
And the sideburns on my nose, mutton chop whiskers on my elbows, and handlebar moustache on my bicycle.
Your lateness has made me miss lunch.
Oh, then you will enjoy my new device. This is Mr. Neumeier's automated mechanical food dispenser. It has three settings. Obsequious.
An excellent choice, sir. You handsome devil.
Condescending.
I'm sure sir knows best. Sweet sherry and chicken nuggets it is.
And for the children, terrifying.
Eat your sprouts. You have 15 seconds to comply.
Terrifying indeed.
You now have 10 seconds to comply. Eat your sprouts.
But I haven't got any sprouts.
Oh dear.
You now have 5 seconds to comply.
The switch is stuck.
You have failed to comply.
This is deploying its ketchup dispenser.
I am now authorized to use physical sauce. Mission accomplished.
It has exploded.
All over my room. Starkwill, get cleaning.
Do you have a mop?
Use your tongue.
I don't even like ketchup.
My story continues. Now, when last you left my tale, my twice-dead, evil ex-guardian, gently benevolent, had just escaped to wreak havoc on the world. My wife, rightly, had been swept away by the ocean, and I was stranded on an exploding volcanic island, facing almost certain death. Apart from that, everything was fine. Except my best friend, Harry Biscuit, had had his brain transplanted into a medium-sized dinosaur.
Being a dinosaur is fun. Look! Claws! Ow! Scratch myself. Ow! Claws!
This is no time to explore your new anatomy, Harry. We must escape.
Of course, Pip-Bin. I wonder if dinosaurs can swim.
No, they cannot! No, it turns out they can sink! Help!
I jumped in after Harry. All round was destruction. Plumes of lava arced from the volcano, and fiery chunks of rock plunged into the sea, the water boiling with heat and elemental fury. It was like being in a terrifying jacuzzi.
Hold on to me, Harry. Ow!
Sorry, Claws.
The island has broken up and sunk.
Wait, an approaching ship. We shall be saved.
But the ship offered no salvation. It was Mr. Benevolence, the SS Diabolical.
Just came to say goodbye, Pip-Pip. Oh, and puff, and another puff, and puff, puff, all adding up to...
You evil friend.
No, ah, Harry.
Sorry, you evil fiend.
Your turn, evil consort, Pippa.
Yeah, and...
Where's your evil love?
Sorry, sore throat.
Right. Enjoy drowning, Bin, if the sharks don't get you first.
But at least his last threat was empty, for there were no sharks. Until there were some sharks.
Harry, did you see that in the water?
Oh, was it very small sails? Are we to be rescued by tiny yachtsmen?
No, Harry, sharks!
We have to be rescued by sharks!